4BWA, can I get an audio check, please?
4BWA, KC4EZN, not quite sitting next beside me, but close.
Am I overdriving the mic at all?
Pretty normal.
Different aspect ratio around me. Well, I appreciate it. I just moved this radio back into another vehicle that I'm taking on a little trip tomorrow, and I just wanted to make sure it had reasonable audio and was getting out okay. So, and you're just as clear as a bell, full quieting.
For that, come back again. The last two times I heard a tone before you started talking. I don't know if you got a Yaesu and got that internet button pressed or what, but I did hear a tone come on before you came back.
That thing, I don't know how it did it, but it got it in there, didn't it?
Well, that's one of those buttons that somehow or another they managed to place it in a place that you either always want to press or rest another finger and aren't aware of it. But I also own a Yaesu that works like that, and it's in a box. It's KC4EZN.
Trying to figure it out. What kind of Yaesu you got in a box tucked away?
It's a 7900.
What I'm on. Any chance you'd want to let it go?
I keep it as a backup. It is difficult to program unless you use it with a computer. I'm on a FT7250, which you can actually program from the front of the radio. It's much, much simpler, but I keep that as a backup. Plus, if I need some power going mobile, it'll put out 50 watts. So I hang on to it. It's just not a whole lot of fun to use.
Try programming an ICOM. Ew-wee. It's a stinker. But you know what? I just use the RT Systems programming software and just stick with that. Keep going. So, anyhow, well, I guess I'll jump off of here. I really appreciate the report, and I'll go in and get my book and see if I can get this stupid tone off of here. That way I won't aggravate everybody. So you have a good evening. Maybe I'll see you on the net. KN4VWA. Mentally and physically, clear.
KN4BWA, be careful you don't clear out too much now. See you down the road, KC4EZN.
WAN4ZLK.
How are you? You doing okay?
So, Harry, Steve, does that have a two orange buttons on the front panel? One's the power and one is the lock button?
I got two that are parallel, one that is a volume, and one right below it is a squelch. Can you tell me how to get rid of that issue?
Help you. I've got a couple of Yaesus as well. And give it about 3 seconds after you key up before you start talking, because your first part of your transmission is getting clipped off. Do you have, is your power button an orange button, and is there another orange button on the front beside the power button?
That orange button is a lock button, right above the 4, and I just pressed it and it went to lock, but it says something right above that. So what have I got here, Shane?
Mine works. I've got the 2900, and I've seen a couple others. That lock button, it's a dual function button. If you press and hold it for a couple of seconds, it locks the radio. But if you just press it briefly, it turns that Wires X, that internet tone, on and off. I think that's the way it works. Whichever way the lock works, it's the opposite, but it's the same button that does both those functions.
Thank you.
All right. If it's on there, it drowns out the first few syllables of whatever you're saying, unless you hold, wait about 3 to 5 seconds.
I know what you mean. I just didn't see where to turn it on and off on this one. So, how are you doing there, big man?
I'm working. I'm up here in Spartanburg, headed back to Greenville. Just left my place up here, dropped a couple trailers, and now I'm bobtailing back.
Are you on that 857D?
Kenwood 281A. And if you hear it, I've got some microphone issues or capacitor issues or something. Sometimes it gives off a little bit of interference.
Some chatter popping in there, but you know what that might be? Are you in your truck?
It does the same at home, too. And the microphone, if I move my thumb around when I'm keying down the microphone, if I, you know, just kind of move it back and forth a little bit, it creates a little interference as well.
Okay. Well, I had a Dodge Ram 2500. And that was the most miserable thing in the world. And I talked to the dealer, I talked to Ram, I talked to everybody and their brother, and finally had another ham tell me, look, you ain't never going to get that popping out of there because it's from unshielded injectors.
You were having that issue. I've tried different radios in this truck, and this is the only one that does it, and it does it when at my house as well. And it comes and goes. It's not always consistent.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I don't even hear it now.
You just proved me right.
You know what I think it is? I just don't think you're holding your mouth right.
I think he's not talking on his radio enough, KC4EZN.
Head back to work in a couple of weeks.
Sonia, go ahead.
Which one of us won? I just was saying hello to Harry, and he's right. I do need to get on the radio more. First night back to work in a couple of weeks. We've been out of town for a little while.
And have we?
It wasn't exactly vacationing, but it was nice to be off work. But we had a good friend that passed away, and we were helping his wife and kids deal with some stuff.
Pretty hear that, bud. Yeah, that's always tough.
For them, they've lost, as of this morning, they've lost four people in their family now in the last 6 months. So it's been pretty rough on them. Go ahead, Harry. N4ZLK.
Freeze in. I'll leave you go two guys to talk. I just wanted to aggravate you a little bit there. One of the things that we're teaching technician classes up here, and one of the things we tell the folks to do is get the radio out every now and then and use it long enough to get re-familiarized with the buttons because, you know, different brand radios, the buttons are in different places. And further on, what you were talking about, that Yaesu radio, that 7900, I program it with... I use Chirpin, but I bought the programming cable because in the manual it said to bring up the first level menu, you touch a button. Second level menu, you hold it down for a half a second. And the third level, you hold it down. My finger has yet to learn the difference between touch and a half a second. And I would either get into number one or number three, and number two is what I wanted. So that's why it's in the box, but it's programmed with a computer cable. I'll leave you two guys alone. I got to go feed a couple of animals. When both cats show up and circle my feet, meow, because they don't get along too well together. But when they both show up at once, it's time to do something. So we'll turn it back to you guys and maybe see you back on the net in a little bit. It's KC4EZN, clear.
Have a good evening, buddy. Get them animals fed. And Shane, I tell you what, I'm trying to get this thing mounted back up against my console because I'm going to take it out of town and on Sunday. And I got to get this thing finished because it's getting late now out here in the dark. I get scared in the dark. So you be careful out there on the road, big guy. And hopefully things will smooth out for that family soon. So anyhow, KN4, BWA, mentally and physically clear.
Have a good night. 7-3, Steve. Good luck with that install. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later. 10-4 ZLK, clear.